Hallelujah. Matthew 28. Pneumatical 6. Matthew 28:18-20. Remember, I said this will be, this 6 will be an introduction to our CLC. Well, verse 18, it says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, said, all authority has been given to us in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. When he said heaven and earth, the writer expects you have read previously what was documented concerning heaven and earth. When he said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. So when he uses that word heaven and earth, he expects that you've seen heaven and earth before. So you must have done contextual study of the word heaven and earth. So let's see how Matthew explains the phrase heaven and earth. First of all, hallelujah. Let's see how Matthew explains the word heaven and earth. So before we look at how Matthew explains the word heaven and earth, let's look at the word heaven. Heaven is the Greek word ouranos. Heaven is the Greek word ouranos. There are two words used for the word heaven or heavenly. Ouranos, heaven. You find it in Matthew 5 verse 48. He says, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your father in heaven is perfect. Mark the word, your father in heaven is perfect. Mark that word, your father in heaven. He says, therefore, you shall be perfect. Chapter 6, verse 1. And say, take heed that you do not do your charitable deed before men, to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Did you see that? Your Father in heaven. Verse 14. For if you forgive them their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. That is what your Father who is in heaven will forgive you, right? Verse 26. Look at the birds of the earth, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Remember I said we're going to talk about parables, right? So you don't just, some people begin to read meaning into this, just what does this talk about? Do you understand what it's talking about? Use it for how it was used. Hallelujah. Your Father who is in heaven. Look at chapter 15, verse 13. Matthew 15:13. The word heaven. Verse 13. Your Father in heaven. Your Father in heaven. Verse 13. He answered and said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Heavenly Father. Do you understand? Chapter 16, verse 10. Chapter 6, verse 10. It says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven. Chapter 23 of Matthew, verse 9. Chapter 23 of Matthew, verse 9. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, your father, he who is in heaven. He is in heaven. 26 verse 32. Matthew 26, 32. Verse 32, right? Matthew 26, 32. Okay, I guess there's a mix up here. Okay, no problem. Let's move ahead. I'm good to see that. Okay, so the way we've seen the word used, heaven, thus far, the way we've seen the word heaven is for the sake of the people, those that are just saying, we said track six, this track. We are setting a foundation for CFC, right? Mm-hmm. Setting a foundation. So we're looking at heaven. Uranus. But he said, now, from what we've seen, heaven, our Father in heaven. Now, when you look at that word heaven, the way it's used by Matthew, it's kind of used to distinguish something. Father in heaven. He used to distinguish something. Used to describe like a number two, that used to describe a distant location, right? The Father in heaven, and used to do what? So distinguish your heavenly Father. So if you look at it closely, there's a contrast with what? Do you understand? Something of the earth. Do you understand? Your Father who is in heaven. Just a contrast. It shows a contrast. Hallelujah. They also, you have another word used for heaven. Is the word Eporanos or Eporanio. Eporanio. We have Eporanios. We have Uranus, we have Eporanios. Epo is from Epi. Well, that word Epio is from Epi, which is basically used for what or for that which benefits. Do you understand? For what benefit? The word Eporanio is used in contrast to the earth. Is used in contrast to the earth. In 1 Corinthians 15, Paul, verse 48. 1 Corinthians 15, 48. Eporanios. First Corinthians 15:48. He says, and was a man of the dust. Okay, verse 47. For the first man was of the earth, made of the dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. Did you see that? The Lord from heaven. You know that you can see the contrast there. Look at verse 48. As the man of the dust, so also are those who are made of the dust. And as the man, and as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. You see that contrast. There's a contrast between what earthy and what heavenly. Did you get that? Look at verse 49. He said, and as we have borne the image of the man of the dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. He's talking about what? The unveiling of our bodies, right? Shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. We'll do these studies in years to come. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody asked me a question.
Are you saying that Jesus is not coming back again?
Hallelujah. So the same one of our pastors just said, he's coming back again. Maybe your job. Okay. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Do you understand me? Who has blessed us in the heavenlies in Christ. Verse 20. It says, which he walked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenlies. Right? In the heavenlies. You find it also in chapter 2, verse 6, 3, verse 10, 6, verse 12. In the heavenlies. Philippians 2, 10. 2 Timothy 4, 18. Hebrews 3, 1, 6, 4, 8, 10. I think that's again. Ephesians 1, 3, 1, 20, 2, 6. Ephesians 3, 10, 6, 12. Philippians 2, 10. 2 Timothy 4, 18. Hebrews 3, 1, 6, 4, 8, 10. In Acts 2, verse 34. Look at Acts 2, 34. Acts 2:34. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. He said, David did not ascend to the heavens, but he said, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your the enemies your footstool. Luke here calls the heavens the resurrection. So, heaven here is used for the resurrection of Christ. You understand? Heaven here is used for the resurrection of Christ. So, the resurrection is called heaven, where his power is displayed. Do you understand me? The resurrection is called heaven, where the power is displayed. That's what he said. Because in discussing about the heaven, he said in verse 36, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In chapter 3, verse 21. Acts 21. He says, whom the heavens... I'll start from verse 20. This is our... Okay, no. This is...
Believer's Convention.
Eh? See what? I see. If you know. Hallelujah. So... Once you are in believer's convention. It says believer's convention, yes. Believer's convention. Once you are in believer's convention,
you don't need to go anywhere. The same way you come to meeting and you are in Acts 28. Yeah? You need to go anywhere. Just stay. I mean, you are in Mark 28. Just stay in Acts 3:19. No, stay in Acts 3:19.
For that is where rapture will take place from.
I'm giving you people tips for November.
Glory to God. He said, repent therefore. I'll start from verse 19. And be converted, and your sins may be blotted out, so that the times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Postpone. I don't know why. Even when I'm reading it and I get that, I just go, postpone.
Hallelujah.
Personally, not that I wrote it in my Bible, but I just call postpone. And whenever I get to call that in postpone, I just remember Peter's identification, Peter's revelation of identification. If you don't understand what I'm saying, go and listen to Understanding the Gospel 2a. Glory to God. Now, verse 20. And that he may send Jesus Christ, who is preached to you before. Do you understand me? Verse 21. So, verse 21 says, whom the heaven must receive unto the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. Take note of verse 22-21. It said that he may send Christ, who was preached to you before. He's talking to the people and he's telling them, hey, Christ has been the one preached to you. Do you understand me? Where is he referencing?
The Old Testament.
Do you understand me? Aha. So, who was preached that he will send Christ? The sending of Christ, what does it mean?
The resurrection, the new birth, the indwelling.
I just mentioned something. Whenever I see the word presence of the Lord, what comes to mind is postpone. You need to understand what I mean postpone. And I now gave us the clue.
Peter's revelation of identification.
That is Peter's identification. Do you understand me? Aha. So, very, very importantly, he now said, verse 21 said, whom the heaven. Now, when you talk about heaven, it's not talking about skies. No. It will be heaven must receive until the time of restoration of all things. If it is the skies that must receive it, then that means your faith is in vain.
You know that? If it is skies, then your faith is in vain.
Guys, it's skies that received him. Do you understand? So it's not skies. Are you understanding me? Because he expects that you have read, because Luke writes, and he expects you've read what? Hello? Now, he expects you've read the book of Luke. Do you understand me? Because the book of Luke and the book of Acts are written to the same person. Are you following me? Theophilus. So, written to the same person. So, Theophilus was having done with the book of Luke. Do you understand? Remember? Let me give me waiting at the work now. Who said this now? Battery, if you not change the battery. This is this man of God now. Hallelujah. So, okay. Hello. Okay, there's nobody right here. Okay, hallelujah. Okay, let's continue. JC, yeah, Nana. Before technology came, we have technology. So we'll continue.
Hallelujah.
So now, where were we? Okay, now the writer of the same person Luke was written to, or the same person the book of Acts was written to. So if you read Acts of Apostles chapter 1, it said the former account, verse 1, I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. Now he references Luke. Do you understand? So if you look at the book of Luke and Acts, it's the same flow. There's a flow from Luke into Acts. Do you understand? So especially you've read all what he has said into Luke 24, verse 48. Do you understand? You have read everything to that point. So now he's continuing the same truth. Do you understand? Hallelujah.
This is battery. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so let's go ahead. So he explained, you've read everything like that. So when he now gets to chapter 3, verse 21, he now said, whom the heaven. So when you read Luke, you discover that on high is not sky. Do you understand me? Now you also discover that when he talks about, look at Luke 24:48. Now it says, verse 47. Now he says, and that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And witness of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry here in the city of Jerusalem, you be endued with power from on high. Now, what you need to observe here is the fact that who will receive the gospel when ministers will be what? The people. And that is why if you read, look at that 51. 52. And as they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. What happened? Verse 50. And as he led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. Now you expect you've seen this. Now, take note of the truth, he was carried up into heaven. Now, Luke is a student of Paul. You know that he's a student of Paul. We'll still do much of this during CRC. We'll look at these things again deeper. You know that? Remember, we just stopped at Matthew. You know that? So Luke is a student of Paul. And beautifully, in the epistles, you will not find the word heaven written much. Rather, you will find it replaced with something which we'll get to. Do you understand me? Now, Luke is Paul's student, Paul's disciple. And look at what he has written. Then, take note of what happened afterward. Was taken up into heaven, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with what? Mega cario. Do you understand me? Great joy, exceeding joy. And continued in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. Did you get that? So, what? Meaning the disciples understood what heaven means after the 40 days teaching. Meaning in the 40 days, on the road to Emmaus, what Jesus taught them is heaven and earth. Do you understand? What Jesus taught them, could we say he taught them heaven and earth? He taught them what heaven would be. He taught them what Moses' heaven is. Say, beginning at what? Moses. And all the prophets. Remember, the prophets will write from Moses. So what he taught them will be what? Heaven and earth. He will teach them heaven. What heaven, Moses' heaven is. Right? So that means they are grounded in heaven, in Moses' heaven. Or in the understanding of what Moses' heaven is. Can we say that? Yes. So remember, before this time, before Jesus was, before the resurrection, before the third day, they were in sorrow. Right? Now Jesus came and explained scriptures to them 40 days. Now part of what Jesus will explain to them is to say it's heaven. That means Jesus will explain to them what the resurrection means. Right?
Yes.
Meaning on the road to Emmaus, Jesus will be reading Moses and the prophets, and he will be explaining resurrection to them. I remember that the resurrection is what? The heaven. Right? We just saw that. Right? That resurrection is called heaven. Right? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So would that be what he was explaining to them, the resurrection?
We are now telling that the resurrection is actually an explanation. Right? Because if the resurrection is just he rose, and that is all we need to know, he wouldn't have faced 40 days teaching them. So meaning the resurrection means, listen, the resurrection, you know, Jesus could have just come to them and said, look at me, I'm there. Touch my hands, touch my legs. It's my voice. It is Jesus. Now I'm going. Do you understand? But that's not what he did. Rather, he even subject the explanation of his resurrection to what Moses and the prophets. Are you following that? He subjected it to who? Moses and the prophets. Sleepers now. Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He submitted it to Moses and the prophets. So the resurrection is an explanation. Take that. It's an explanation. So listen, you will not know, you cannot understand the resurrection from Passion of the Christ. No. It must be. It is an explanation. Do you understand? So therefore, if the resurrection is an explanation, and that was what he did in the 40 days, and that means he taught them heaven in the 40 days, would that not also tell you that when Luke now writes like Paul and says he was taken up into heaven, remember is an eyewitness account he's going to give. So he cannot just say, and remember in, take note of this, in Luke he said he went out of their sight. And was taken up into heaven. Now in Acts he said he was taken up with a cloud of witness, right? Into heaven. Now, look at those two accounts very well. How would you have expected him to have written an eyewitness account without putting those figures? Because those are actually figures of speech. You see the word cloud of heaven. Someone was telling me the cloud of heaven was like those things that used to come out of the stage. You know when Adekunle goes, he's singing. And that thing would just be, you know, I don't know the name of smoke. So there was a smoke that came down. And carried off.
Smoke machine.
You understand? No. And I'm not sure the person from scriptures. I think you have to understand how scriptures are written. These are my witness account. So let's look at what cloud is. And we saw that cloud used in the scripture is actually people. Do you understand me? So it means he's talking about people. Are you following me? He's talking about people. When he talk about cloud of witnesses, I'm talking about people. So, because we were looking at what we're actually sharing today. So, and I have to explain and explain and say, wow, so the heaven is actually, But let me not jump the gun, let me still share it here. Do you understand? So, if you look at those two experiences, Luke will employ a figure of speech. Now, why would he employ a figure of speech, most especially in Luke 24? Because there's no way he can explain and say, and he appeared in their heart. Do you understand? Now, when he now writes heaven, then, look at what happened next. They went with great joy. Do you understand? So, that means that, okay, sir, are you saying there was no taking up to heaven? Calm down, don't be in a rush. Let's take things in sequence. Now, meaning that if there was any physical ascension to heaven, it will be a symbol to point to something. Are you hearing me? But the way Luke wrote Luke 24, it was not as if there was any carrying. It is in the book of Acts that we saw that there was a carriage. There, like, he wrote the book of Luke. It was not as if there was any carriage. It was just like explaining like a Pauline disciple. You understand? And how would they have explained like a Pauline disciple? The use of that word heaven is just to show that it's in your heart. That was why they rejoiced. They didn't rejoice like they are now hopeless again. No, they rejoice because there is hope. Why? Because he has explained to them, I will be in you. Do you understand me? He just heard that from him before he left their side. In fact, he went out of their side. Do you understand me? He just saw that. He just heard that. And they rejoiced. Why did they rejoice? Because he has said to them, lo, I am what? In you. So meaning, listen, meaning, In the resurrection, he had just, in the resurrection, or in that explanation of the resurrection, he was talking to them, but he was making them understand the fact that he's dwelling in them. Would that be what part of what he taught them? Yes. That because you believe now, I am in you. Then that day, he would have explained to them that this heaven is actually where you. Do you understand? So he will be taken out of their sight, and they saw him as saying, if you don't be a figure of speech to point to them that this heaven is a figure of speech of where
I'm in you.
So my entry into that sky is a figurative expression of what has happened in you. Because the moment you believe, I am in you. That was why when that incident happened and he was no more found among them, they rejoiced. They were no longer sorrowful. Jesus, are you following me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That will fulfill what he said before the resurrection, that in the, I mean, for a time you will be sorrowful. But he said, I will come to you and what you have joy. Jesus, and you have joy. In fact, if you now listen to their message afterwards, look at Peter's message. Look at the message of Stephen. Look at their messages. Look at what Peter said in chapter 4, chapter 5. Look at Paul's message in chapter 13. Never did they explain Jesus as who has left the earth. In fact, why did they ask them not to preach about Christ again? Because of the way they spoke about him. Do you understand me? They spoke about him as one that is still alive and still walking. Do you understand? And that is actually a fulfillment of what he told Pilate. Do you understand? Are you following that? Glory to God. Because that is a fulfillment. And some things I'm just, you know, I get to prepare for science. So there are things I'm saying for foundation. And you know, the study is still fresh. You know what I mean? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this came before the study. This pioneered the study. The next part I'm giving you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay. So let's come back. So in that Acts 3, right? So when he said the heaven, whom the heaven must receive. So whom the heaven must receive is who? The believer. Right? Right? So whom the heaven must receive? Until the time of resurrection of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. So, the word heavens is used for what? For what the believer has received in the new birth. So the word heaven or heavenly is used to describe the spiritual. That's what we've just been saying. Spiritual. Now, heaven and earth is a Moses language. No, we say we deal with heaven and then deal with heaven and earth. But in our study, we deal with heaven and earth, everything.
Hallelujah, we deal with it critically. We study to bring all together. Now, what we will study will be everything we've taught on heaven and earth.
And it's going to be quite elaborate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, so let's go ahead. Heaven and earth will be Moses' language. The earth will be written by Moses as what? The heart of man. I will call it heart of man for today.
But let us break it down. The earth will be written as Moses' man.
Just as Moses' man. Let's leave the heart for now. But when you say the earth in Genesis 1:1-2, it said the earth was empty and void. That is describing the heart of man. Because when it talks about empty and void was the state of man's heart. So the earth is actually what?
Man. Understand? And we knew that, we know that from 2 Corinthians 4, from verse 1 to 6. Why?
Whom the God of this world has blinded the heart. I mean, blinded the mind of men that was believe not. Hallelujah.
So that is the heart of the man who do not believe. But the earth, Moses' earth is man. Right? So when Moses says heaven and earth, when Moses says heaven and earth, Moses writes of the new creation as what God will do. Heaven and earth in the same place. That's what it means. Heaven and earth in the same location. Moses never thought heaven as far from man. We'll see that in our study. Moses never thought heaven as far from man. He never.
In fact, let me even add salt to injury for some Pentecostals so that they will do study.
You know, the problem with Pentecostalism is we don't study all. I'm not there.
Pentecostalism studies what they want. They go to look for what they want to see in the scriptures. Hallelujah.
So that when they go to look for it, they will not find it. That is why I'm saying this. Now, in fact, heaven for Moses and what we've read, is never used for where somebody dies and goes to.
See, I'm not teaching you to go and argue with anybody. And I'm not teaching you for you to go and start teaching immediately. Follow me to the...
Don't be jump and pass. That of this you will learn today, you will conclude the teaching in December. So you have to be quiet till December.
Oh no. So you are not taught to... No, don't be quick to speak. So you have to calm down.
Calm down for me as I'm coming down following to you. So we are all calm. Hallelujah. Let's calm down.
So heaven is never thought as a place. I shared this with one of our pastors. Heaven is never thought that I've done this study now twice. By Pastor Wisdom. You don't share it. Yeah. And I saw that truly. All these things we say, we die, we go to heaven. That word. Now don't misquote me. Because I've not said the other thing you already think. You know that? So don't never misquote me. Now, as used in scripture, are you hearing? As used in scripture, heaven is never used for a place where people die and go.
So let the Pentecostals go and search it out and show me he died and went to heaven. And lo, you shall see he died and went to Abraham's bosom. Are you hearing me?
So you will not see. You will not. Because it's only the parable you want to bring, the rich man out of Abraham's bosom. Which other one?
You see your life. Even Moses did not use it for where people die and go to. So much study is laid on us. Hallelujah. So follow. Follow carefully.
You don't remember me. Also, come back. You know what to say to us. He said, hey, where do people die and go to? Also, I don't answer. Tell the person to wait. Why do you not sleep?
Wait, we will get there. Even if it's in the next 30 years, we'll get there. You know, your pastor understands your spiritual growth. So he teaches you to grow. Do you understand? First. There are some things that I'm saying today that I learned months back.
Months back. Since 2020, years back. I can call years back as of today.
You have to stay with it. Stay with it. Study it. Know it before you talk it. Hallelujah. You are not going for follow up.
Somebody just 1 year today. That just received salvation.
Hallelujah, brother.
You know, The big hope for heaven is called Columbus. It's never too so where dead people go to. So let me blow your mind. Let me blow your mind.
Let me blow your mind.
I said, evangelism. Oh, you're not doing evangelism. You have to, you know, hallelujah. You know, let me the Greek word for spiritual is called pneumatikos. You know, when Paul talks about pneumatikos, he talks about spirit in a bro, sister. They do not take the word and do it, they do it. Hey, what are you rushing to? You just have a hearing work of love. It has become your doctrine. They know, hey, you know, bro, do you know the second is like control the force? You don't think you just let two go. The second is like control the force. You cannot have the second. You cannot have the Jesus without the protocol. You are all in your new combat.
You are dragging him up.
So what happened to
the teaching you've been learning on righteousness?
Why did you say that? There is no rush. We got here today. Remember where we started?
Yeah.
You think all those first confessions were church day?
Yeah.
Have you teach? Tell us, Sam. Tell us, Job. He said, yes, even more. Heaven and earth.
You
combat, something that you don't know. You don't want to talk to your combat on Matthew 28. I said, the only thing in Matthew 28 is 18. Matthew 18. I'm talking. Actually, you're not learning. You get to Matthew 28, 18 to 20. Where there are several things to see. Would it? Or do you just have 3 months 28? Would you just want to 28 now? And you will start from heaven and earth. No, now. So, what? Where the heaven from Matthew? So, where is the Matthew? We are not even there. There is no heaven and earth. You know, when Paul uses the word heaven and earth, when Jesus uses the word heaven and earth, you need to understand the fact that heaven and earth, when that is the heaven and sky, it is the same thing. Bro, heaven and earth. So what is this thing? You are just, you know what this is, see, I'm saying it, I have to quickly get here, because that was a caution given to me. So I need to pass that caution down. Then get to 70. You don't have a talent. You are flowing. So I don't want to flow. The leading of the spirit.
I'm following the leading.
You better follow your pastor. His pastor is a new note. And when you see heaven and earth, cancel the note. No pastor, no leader should teach heaven and earth till 2021. Are you hearing me? So you should not even form your note. And not know to your no. Don't bring it in. I am. I don't want to see heaven or anos. Epiranos. That is it. Be quiet. Shut it off. And what? Learn where. Do you understand? So, most of the things you are learning now, when I started to start teaching you to be next year, you know, Moses tabernacle. I have seen some people do it. In my very before, just my dad. They better pay your pastor to see the even Moses. If you understand Moses, you understand scripture.
Yeah,
be careful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, be careful. We'll do a little
study on or just
I will let you know. So that it will help your discipleship. We'll do that study. Maybe around June. That will help your discipleship. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So as to help your discipleship. Okay, let's move on. We're going to round up now. Necessity's lead on us. We need to round up. Peter. I thought it's 5:51. We still have 1 hour. So we can still get to 7. I will still join us. We'll get to 7.
Okay. Epiranos. Right? That will stop. Epiranos.
So calm down. Even if your disciple is hearing heaven and earth and is coming from it and is hearing heaven and earth, does not mean you should start teaching heaven and earth. Are you hearing me? There's righteousness. Right? We have a message of righteousness. Teach it. Now, does not mean we don't want to teach righteousness because I mentioned heaven and earth. I now start from heaven and earth. Bro. Remember, I said the reason why we teach, why we have some of this foundation, is so that you'll be able to understand. Do you understand me? So, when you want to teach, you know how to teach. Don't worry, this year we would have it. I will just have a 2 weeks or 1 week teaching on
your confessional realities.
So, now some people will not start thinking, so confessional realities is wrong. It's not true. I say what God has said concerning me. I'm a son forever. You say it to yourself. Hallelujah. I walk in the light as he is in the light. That's our confession. Jonathan. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So let's just close down on this. So the word heaven or heaven is used to describe the spiritual, right? So Moses, heaven and earth is Moses' language. Heaven and earth is Moses' language. Earth will be used for what? Man, right? Well, that was where we are. So when Moses says heaven and earth, he's talking about the same place. Okay. And we said heaven, Moses, heaven and earth. Or Moses never used the word heaven for what?
Where?
So let me bust your bubbles, but don't go and bust people's bubbles. Glory to God. So where do they go to? I will tell you. You know I can't leave you in the dark. I'll tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, but follow me. Don't rush. Follow me. Glory to God. So he gave the tabernacle to show that heaven and earth would be in the same place.
Do you understand? Heaven and earth would be in the same place.
So we said heaven will be spiritual, therefore we can say the new birth. Or we can say at the new birth, what a man. Man is what? Earth, right? Moses, earth, right?
Yes,
so at the new birth, what man, earth, receives is what? The spirit, heaven. Do you understand? So at the new birth, what man receives is what? The spirit. What earth receives is what? Heaven. Did you get that? Did you get that?
Yeah.
Glory to God. Very important to take note of that. So, in the new birth, what we receive is what the spirit, heaven. So, the word Uranios. Remember, Moses' tabernacle was to show this truth, right? So, John will not put it like this. John 1:14, and the word became flesh. Did you get that? And the tabernacle among us. That is Jesus in his incarnation. So, Jesus in his incarnation is a prototokos of what? Of what heaven and earth is united. That's and tabernacle, Moses' tabernacle, heaven and earth has come alive. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the word Uranos occurs 283 times in New Testament Greek. 283. And you'll find it 263 times in the four Gospels. So most of the time is found in the focus, right? So we can say in the epistles it was useless. Why was it useless? Why was it not useless? It's used less. It's used less. And the reason is not far-fetched, because the epistles will explain it as what? the Spirit. Do you get that? So that's why we find the word the Spirit almost everywhere in the epistle, because heaven will be explained as what the Spirit. So you find the word Spirit used more. References for the word heaven used in the epistles. References for the word heaven used in the epistles. You have Romans 1:8. Romans 10:6. Romans 10:6. 1 Corinthians 8:5, 15-27. 2 Corinthians 5:1-2. 2 Corinthians 12:2. Galatians 1:8. Ephesians 1:10. Ephesians 3:15. Ephesians 4:10. Philippians 2:10. Colossians 1:5. Colossians 1:16. 1:20. 1:23. Colossians 4:1. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, 4:16, 2 Thessalonians 1:7, 1 Peter 1:12. I take it again. Romans 1:8, 10:6, 1 Corinthians 8:5, 15-27, 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians 5:1-2, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Galatians 1:8, Ephesians 1:10, Ephesians 3:15, 6:9, Ephesians 4:10, Philippians 2:10, Colossians 1:5, Colossians 1:16, 1:20, 1:23, Colossians 4:1, 1 Thessalonians 1:10, 4:16, 2 Thessalonians 1:7, 1 Peter 1:12. Hallelujah. So, heaven, to reiterate again, is used for Christ's resurrection, right? Right? And Christ's resurrection is the indwelling of the Spirit, right? Okay. So heaven and earth will be God amongst them. So Matthew 28:18-20 helps us now see what the disciples will be taught will be the reality, will be this reality, which is heaven and earth, spirituals, right? Heaven and earth will be what? Spirituals. So 1 Corinthians 12, we are back there again. 1 Corinthians 12. As we begin to close on this session, 1 Corinthians 12. It says, so, verses 1, concerning spirituals, I do not want you to be ignorant. Verse 7, it says, for the manifestation of the Spirit is given to everyone to profit without. So we said, the manifestation of the Spirit, we must have the underlying there. Okay, let me just flow like this. So we said that the phanero, which is the manifestation, right? Phanerosis, so we have, the, which came from the word phanero. So we said that the phanero of the charisma, the manifestation of the Spirit, is for the profit of the body. Is for the profit of. So we said when it comes to the charismas in the Spirit, or the manifestation of the Spirit, you must first of all have what in mind? The ecclesia in mind. You must have the church in mind. You must not see yourself. In fact, disappear from the background. Not, I want to now show that I have word of knowledge. No, you are not in the background. You understand? You are not there. Are you hearing me? So, you must have the church in mind. For the profit of the body of Christ. Take note, the background is division in their gathering. We said that chapter 11, verse 17 to 18, right? The background will be that division. So, Paul, in writing to correct that, will say what? The believer should have fellow believers in mind when we come together for their profit. Some fellow. Do you understand? Which we'll call edifying very soon. Which we'll see very soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the charisma of God is first for the profit of the body of Christ. If I let me put it like this, the charisma of God is first and forever, or first and.
If that is first and all, or first and last.
It's first for the profit of the body of Christ. So if I give expression to the Spirit outside the church, if I give expression to the Spirit outside the church, do you understand? Do you understand what I mean? Outside the church in mind, I'm walking in error. If I give expression to the Spirit outside the church, I am walking in error. So the charisma of God is primary for the church.
Do you understand? So we can say the new man of God, or the operation of the new man of God is in the ecclesia. Do you understand me?
Is in the ecclesia, is in the church. So, like as I said, if many Pentecostals know this truth, all those sitting and answering, let me tell you, I'm a prophet, I'm a man of God, sent of God, you give birth to 4 children.
What are those nonsense? Remember that? Even if, take notes, we are not talking about that today, so let me not even do that.
Hallelujah. Prophet in the Old Testament. I was reminded a few days ago that I promised that topic. Right? Skipped my mind. The prophet of what? What was the topic again? Prophet of the Old Testament.
It sounds silly, but you have to calm down. Well,
hallelujah.
We'll discuss it.
Hallelujah. We'll calm down with that. I'll teach it. The prophet. I guess I was remember when I said that. But I said that while I was teaching.
No, I'm not going to share it. No, I was teaching two kinds of. Well, that's kind of. No, I'm not saying that one.
Okay. Are you sure? Who are the prophets? Yeah. And I gave it light a bit. Okay. All right.
We'll walk with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Prophet.
So it's not law and prophet, I said, Sha. It's not law and prophet. Just who are the prophets? It will happen in Jesus' name. Amen. But the day and the time and the hour, I don't know. No other way. Hallelujah. Let me not now give myself a task.
Glory to God.
Don't worry, it will happen. Because I know I'm still owing a lot of us plan, purpose, and pursuit.
Remember that.
It's only Ike Chukwu that will remember. Right, Ike? Don't worry. It will happen. Glory to God. So, let's come back. So, we said if I must give expression to the Spirit, I must have the church in mind, right? Okay, let's quickly look at Paul's emphasis on the expression. Look at 1 Corinthians 14. We'll round up from here. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. He says, for he who prophesies speaks edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Take note of that. So, look at verse 5. I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesy. For he who prophesies is better than he who speaks with tongues, unless he interpret that the church may receive edification. Verse 4. He who prophesies edifies the church. Chapter verses 12. Even so, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for edification of the church. Paul still made that clear distinction. The church, ecclesia, hallelujah, edification of the church that you seek to excel. Do you understand me? Not yourself. It is not self. Do you understand me? So Paul draws the attention to the main essence of spiritual activities, which is for the church. Look at verse 16 to 19. He said, otherwise, if you bless with the Spirit, how will he who occupies the place of the uninformed say amen at your giving of thanks, since that he does not understand what you say? For you indeed give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the church, I would rather speak five words with my understanding than that I may teach others also, than 10,000 words in a tongue. Hallelujah. So the church comes to mind. Look at verse 5 to 26. He says, and thus the secret of the heart is revealed, so that falling down on his face, he worship God and report that God is truly among you. How is it that, brother, when you come together, each of you have a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation? He said, let all things be done for edification, edifying. So we see that the manifestation of the charisma is primarily for the church and to bless man. Not for personal accolades or glory. Not for personal accolades or glory. We'll take 5 minutes and we'll be back. Thank you.